Lord was shared something with me this morning during pre-service prayer that I wanted to share with you. And I think it has to do with you specifically. And he was sharing with me about the, like if we were all considered spice on his grand universal spice rack, and he's, just imagine him pulling you off the rack and spicing up the body with what he's pouring through you to us. This worship time is just a great time to begin to do that. Just let your spice mix in with the rest of us. Go ahead and stand with me if you could, and we'll enter into worship, and we're just going to spice things up a little bit, I think. Yeah, come on, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Shout it out. Amen.
Yeah, God, we fix our attention on you this morning. We set our gaze on you. Lord, we look to you, the steady one, the ever-present one, the always consistent one who's always there, no matter what's raging, no matter what's happening, no matter the high, no matter the low, you are always consistent through the ages. Jesus, we thank you. Lord, we set our hearts on thankfulness. We set our hearts on praise. We set our hearts on just giving you honor and devotion and love and your worth this morning. Father, we shift from all the things, and we shift our gaze to you, Lord. We want to be a one-focused people, and we want it to be you, Jesus, to set our gaze on you. So, Father, we just invite you into this place. Lord, we want to lavish you with praise, lavish you with love, lavish you with honor, Lord. So just come and have your way. Come and have your way, Jesus. We adore you with praise. We adore you. stepping into 2021 burning, not ashes, not smoky, but burning hot flames, just the fire of His love. And it was like that was incense of hope. It was just releasing incense of hope. So Father, we just say yes to that, Lord. Make us burning ones for You, Lord, that as we step in to the next thing that You're doing, into the next chapter, Lord, as we move into 2021, Father, I pray that we would be burning ones, Lord, and that the incense of our love for You would release hope in the nations. It would release hope in our cities. It would release hope in our workplaces and in our families and in our marriages and in our children and in our finances, Father, that there would be hope that would be released out of our burning love for You, God. Because when we have You, we are unshaken. Because You are a firm foundation. So, Father, we just say yes to Your fire this morning. We say yes to Your fire this morning. Make me a burning one for You. Make me a burning one for You. I want to burn for You. Burn away all the other things. Let me only burn for You.
In you. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free and my shame is enough. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place to fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what I long to be overcome by your presence, Lord. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come from this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what I
about no longer slaves, and I didn't come down here, and I should have. Luke and I have been foster parents for about almost 7 years, and that song, No Longer Slaves, and being free from fear, we watched these children walk through things that were just like hell. But my testimony is that it took Luke and I laying down our fear and saying yes to God. and that we were brought freedom by saying yes to these children. And two of the boys that are here that we've adopted, we've had almost 6 years. And they're just such a huge blessing in our life. And then I got word a week ago that a boy that we had in our home for about 5 months, we were his 23rd home. He was really hard. Bless his heart. And he was adopted last week. And I was like, and he went through at least 2 more homes after us. So I know he had like 25 homes. And I'm like laying down that fear and having God restore those things in their lives and in your life when you say yes. It's a beautiful thing.
Tithes and offering now. This is as I think about Jesus and all he represents in my life, this particular season I tend to be pretty emotional and thinking about the things that he's gone through, went through, has done for me, for you, the things that humanity did to him. I'm running pretty strong with emotions in this season typically, and about a week ago we were out traveling around and out of state, and I was watching our service, must have been 2 Sundays ago, I think, really enjoying the service, getting lost in the great worship. And then there was offering, and I didn't see it coming. I was kind of blindsided by the emotion that hit me. But as I saw the various, all y'all walking up front to put your offering in, I was just swept by this emotion. I heard a word come out in one of the songs this morning that really jumped out at me. Family. Man, you guys are all my family. And it's really just touches my heart to see you're not just putting a dollar in an offering. I was seeing your hearts coming forward. And the emotion just overwhelmed me in that moment in my hotel room when I was watching that. And that's been laying on my heart for the last 2 weeks to share that with you, how precious that is to me. I was asking the Lord to give me some sort of scripture this morning to relate it to and to offering. And so this is what he found for me, if I can get to it here. Yeah. So I'm in 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 7, the Passion Translation. This is Paul talking to the Corinthian church, well, in a letter, and he's got various things to say to them, but this particular one I think stands out for me today for us and what I'm talking about. He says, here's my point. A stingy sower will reap a meager harvest, but the one who sows from a generous spirit will reap an abundant harvest.
Come on.
Let giving flow from your heart, not from a sense of religious duty. Let it spring up freely from the joy of giving, all because God loves. I love this part. Hilarious generosity. So come on. So today, Lord, I just pray right now and declare we're going to have a hilarious generosity today, Lord. We are cheerful givers, not just of our money, but of our time, our heart, our relation with each other, our impact on those around us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So you can give online at akbridgeofhope.com. Please feel free to come forward and put something in the basket. Probably ought to have a mask on, I suppose. I don't know if it's a big deal or not, but if you feel that what you want to do, please do. We also have boxes on the wall in the back here. You can put it in there too. So thank you, Lord. Amen.
When you walk into the room, every heart starts.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just lift it up to the Lord. Just thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you for 2020, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on. Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, worship team. We're going to move into announcements or not. We're not. Okay. So looks like the kids are going to be going downstairs, I believe, and I'm going to hand this over to Phil. He's been a great partner along with Austin in the transition stuff, and so I'm going to be going downstairs. So,
thanks, Jay. All right. So everyone shake hand to your neighbor, and we're going to have the word here in just a minute.